Hello, beautiful friend. Hello, it's Sunday, and I wanted to reach out and just let you know you're on my mind. And I have a poem that I want to read to you. It's very, very short, and I'll tell you after I read it why. And then I have an invitation for you. So I hope you take a few minutes and maybe find some place where you could just sit down and close your eyes and take this as a tiny, tiny little break in whatever you were doing and have the chance just to listen. So this poem is by Mary Oliver, and it's called Today. Today, I'm flying low, and I'm not saying a word. I'm letting all the voodoos of ambition sleep. The world goes on as it must. The bees in the garden rumbling a little, the fish leaping, the gnats getting eaten, and so forth. But I'm taking the day off, quiet as a feather. I hardly move, though really, I'm traveling a terrific distance. Stillness, one of the doors into the temple. So that poem, you know, it was interesting when I was thinking about what poem I wanted to read to you today, that instantly dropped in my mind because I am myself taking some time today to get still, taking some time today to walk in nature. I'm taking some time today to reflect on the week ahead and to think about what it is that is most important to me right now in this crazy, grief-filled, really, I've never experienced it before, kind of time of life. And I want to get still to get to know what the truth is for myself of how I want to show up and who I want to be to the people around me and how I want to be generous, how I want to be kind to myself, how I want to be open to other people. And so I have always loved that last couple of lines, you know, when she says stillness, one of the doors into the temple. You guys who have been hanging around me for a while have heard me talk about the personal retreats that I would go on and, you know, have some time offline, off the internet, and just really get connected to my own stillness. Also, I have a meditation practice, and I'm very familiar with silence and stillness. But I also, the other line in here that has always spoken to me is, I'm letting all the voodoos of ambition sleep. And for me today, in this period of time, I heard myself sort of silently also fill in that line with, I'm letting all the voodoos of fear sleep, you know, letting all the panic sleep, letting myself have moments and space and time to let my body rest. And I think this is what I didn't realize it, truthfully. I just love to kind of choose a poem and turn on the recorder and see what happens. And so I didn't really realize that that was the message, but I do think that that's the message today that wants to come through me because, you know, it's so important to let our systems calm down, especially right now. I've been talking about this with a lot of different people about how much we need humor, and we've all seen it, right? We've all seen how much humor comes out of the fear and the grief and the losses and so many losses. But that as human beings, we seem that we're wired that we need the break from it because otherwise our systems are filled with adrenaline and stress and it's harder to think clearly. It's harder to be loving. It's harder to be generous when our systems are on overload. And so this poem reminds me that part of our responsibility to ourselves and to other people right now is to truly take care of our nervous systems, to truly take care of our bodies, to bring self-care into our lives in brand new ways. And this poem is a reminder of that. You know, so today, I think that that is the biggest message I just wanted to offer is, however it looks for you, because it's going to be different for everyone, but let me give you some ideas. For me, I'm going to take a walk in one of the places in nature that is still not shut down here in the city. There's a canyon nearby that is about a 15-minute walk away from me that, thank goodness, they've preserved in the middle of San Francisco for, you know, it's got walking paths and hiking trails and big, big, tall, old trees. And thankfully, it's a place that people can still walk. So I'm going to go there because you could climb really high and get a perspective. And I don't know about you, but wow, my eyes need a break from staring at the computer screen and the phone screen. I've been on so many live video, Facebook lives and video calls and coaching calls that I've been doing on video to connect with people, which is beautiful. But when I go out to this canyon, I can look out at the big, broad, wide sky and watch the birds. And I think that that's so important. The other thing is going inward with an actual book. You know, again, if it's possible, I know a lot of people, you know, they read on Kindles or Nooks or whatever, but is it possible to pick up a real book and just find a cozy corner with a cup of tea and read something that carries you away? You know, something, whether it's a great fiction book or something inspirational, nonfiction, that will take you to a different place inside yourself where the landscape is calm and possible. It might be a hot bath. I always find that so soothing. It might be playing a board game with whomever it is that you're sheltered in place with. That can be such a great release. Last night, even though this was online, but you know, some of my family members got together to play a game called Code Names, which is just a creative word game. And we laughed and people were changing the backgrounds on their Zoom to be funny backgrounds and grabbing hats that they had and wearing them in goofy ways. Just, I don't know, it felt to me like everybody was just trying to keep each other just in a place of normalcy. And you can't see it, but I'm putting quotes around that right now. But a board game with someone, you know, with people that you're living with would be great, because then again, we're off the screens. But it might be organizing some family get together on Zoom where, you know, it's not about the pandemic. It's just about being together. So I guess that's the thing. It's about being together. And I said at the beginning that I had an invitation for you. And I wanted to say that last week, many of you may have heard or seen that I did a free coaching support call on Tuesday. And it was so beautiful. I'm so grateful to those of you who showed up, and you know who you are when you're listening to this, that you added such depth and connection to my week last week. And someone who's on the call said, hey, can we do this again next week? And so immediately we just set the time that we were going to do it at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, which is 8 p.m. Eastern time. And that would be this coming Tuesday, which is the 7th. And so that's my invitation. I wanted to put that out. As I said on that call, even if it just was me and the person who said, hey, let's do this again, that'd be great for me, because I so much realized that simply, again, having a space where we can show up and turn our attention to something outside of fear, turn our attention to something outside of bad news. And really, my intention for that hour together, and I hope this is what ended up happening, I feel like it is, was that, you know, to give everybody a chance to go to their inner landscape, you know, to sort of shut out the outside world for an hour at least, and go to that place inside of us where we're still thriving. You know, we're still creative human beings. We're still loving. We're generous. We're still people who can be enthusiastic about connecting with one another. We're people who can support one another. And I saw that happen on the call last week so much. You know, people just really showing up to be love for each other and to, you know, there was laughter, there was introspection and reflection, and I hopefully was able to pose some questions that allowed people to think about some areas of their life where they really wanted to show up in a particular way. And I want to do that again. I want to do that again this Tuesday. And my invitation is to you, you know, if you're free that hour, come join us and just show up as you are. You know, there's no basic requirements of anything. You can come on, you could dial in by phone and just be there with us. You don't even have to say anything. I think most of the people who were on the call last week did log in via the computer, and half of them had the video off. The other half turned the video on. There were a lot of times during the call where we all turned our video off just so we could go inward more and really reflect. And I'll probably do that again too. So, you know, you can chat in the chat box with Zoom. You don't even have to speak via audio. My whole thing is always whatever's most comfortable for you. And so I've really enjoyed spending a little bit of time with you this Sunday morning. And I'm sending you love. I'm sending you love, and I'm sending you some intentional moments today that you create for yourself or for the people you love that are outside of the fear. You know, some moments where you allow you just allow yourself to take some deep breaths. You allow yourself to turn your attention to things that you love. Allow yourself to turn your attention to people you love, to laughter, you know, to finding whatever ways there are for you to decrease the stress in your life and to increase the hormones of joy, because that is so healing, not just for you, but for everyone around you. And I like to think, you know, even in a broader sense, it's healing for the planet, that the more that we're able to laugh and to love and to be light whenever we have the energy, right? Because it's going to be sometimes, you know, that metaphor of the V of the birds flying, I think it's the geese who fly in the V formation. They switch out all the time, the one who's the leader, you know? And so I don't know if this is true. Don't quote me on this, but I'm just going to make this up that, you know, maybe it's the bird who has the most energy and insight at the moment leads the pack, right? And then that one gets tired or exhausted and goes to another, you know, it placed in the back of the V. That's how we all are for each other, right? We can rest in other people's energy and insight and sense of where to go right now. And then other times we can be the leader of that. And so I invite you to, wherever you need to be in that V formation, allow it for yourself. Allow what's there for you today. And as much as possible, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I send you love. And I hope to see you Tuesday, if that works for you. And if not, we'll meet back here on email or in voice notes or video or whatever is working, because we are all in this together. And I'm so, so grateful to you for being a part of my world. Okay, bye-bye.